We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You wanted to talk about Mahomes coming to Kansas City and how big a day that was when this happened.
Oh, yeah. When this happened, I think we all kind of I remember exactly where I was.
Right.
Is this one of those moments
where you were? I was sitting right here in this seat looking at the person I was doing the show with, and I thought it was going to be Deshaun Watson. I really did. And they took Patrick Mahomes.
The Kansas City Chiefs no longer have a first-round pick in next year's draft.
Wow.
They just traded it along with the 91st overall pick tomorrow night and their first round pick tonight to move up 17 spots.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second.
And here comes all the elaborate breakdown.
It is Patrick Mahomes, the second, not Deshaun Watson. That was the apple of the Reed Dorsey in Kansas City. That's the quarterback of the future that they're putting the eggs in the Mahomes basket in the heartland for the Chiefs. The Honda War Room cam shows handshakes and celebration breaking out there in Kansas City, Missouri, where it'll still be obviously Alex Smith's gig in 2017.
Yeah. No doubt that at 6'2", 225, he's got arm strength like a Brett Favre. He is a big-time gunslinger like Brett Favre. He's got the arm. He's got the athletic ability. My question is, can he learn to win in the pocket?
Can he win in the pocket?
Can he win in the pocket?
NFL.com.
NFL.com.
Patrick Mahomes' weaknesses on NFL.com can be inconsistent in his approach. Needs to play inside the offense and show more discipline. Too eager to go big game hunting. They actually have this. Too eager to go big game hunting. That's all he does is big game hunt, man.
The total misrepresentation of who he
is. This is his weakness.
He big game hunts on every play.
It's funny if you go back, and this is fun to play in the draft. I always like to do it on when somebody wins the Heisman, like how many offers this person actually have.
Right.
But if you look back at like Mahomes and that draft got like a C+ for many people.
Yeah, sure.
When they go out and did it. But, you know, even TJ Watt, you know how good a passer. There's no better passer. This guy's going to Canton, Ohio, right?
Right.
You know what his weaknesses were?
Rushing the quarterback?
His weaknesses were not overly twitched up as an athlete, short strider who lacks explosion out of stance and ends up on the field to bend the edge as a pass rusher. Foot quickness is average and needs to win with techniques and great handling.
I mean,
that's TJ Watt.
Right.
Again, they were talking about the great, you know, this and Mahomes.
Right.
I mean, they crap on everybody.
They do. No, they absolutely do. And it makes them look foolish when the player comes out and dominates the league, like both TJ Watt and Patrick
He's
Mahomes.
He's got to add power
did,
to
right?
his base.
I mean, we were so concerned for years in the NFL about this whole like pocket passer and can you take a snap and all that kind of stuff. And that's why Andy Reid.
Oh, he's a Big 12 quarterback, too, remember, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, I know. But we'll get more into Andy Reid in a little bit and what he's been able to accomplish here in Kansas City. But that's why I think he is the greatest coach of all time. One of the reasons is because this dude knows how to adjust. This dude knows how to go say, okay, I've got Patrick Mahomes who never took a snap. Why am I going to force him to go under center? There's no reason to do that. And so Andy Reid has adjusted as the college game has adjusted and changed what he does, you know, as a head coach. And so Patrick Mahomes comes out. Is he a pocket quarterback? I don't care if he ever throws a ball in the pocket again. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need the pocket to go out there and be successful. But I think when you think about that pick and you think about the legacy and the impact that Patrick Mahomes has had, I went down like a little bit of a rabbit hole yesterday. I don't know. I saw a story about, you know, which NFL teams have the most postseason wins as an organization. I'm like, where are the Chiefs at on this list right now? And the Chiefs right now are 10th. In the NFL with the most playoff wins of all time with 24. Patrick Mahomes has 15 of the Chiefs' 24 playoff wins as a franchise. Think about that for a second, right? If the Chiefs get two more postseason wins, right, which they will this year, they will now not only be in the top 10, they will be sixth all time. Now, where do they have to go to be number one? 39. San Francisco's 39 postseason wins are number one all time. That's 15 away from where the Chiefs are right now. But Patrick Mahomes has 15 postseason wins in 6 years as the starter. So if you take what he did in his first 6 years and project that out for the next 6 years, there's a good chance Patrick Mahomes puts another 15 playoff wins on the board. And we're talking about the Chiefs, by the time Patrick Mahomes is done, being the NFL's number one franchise when it comes to postseason wins. And I think they will be that number one franchise when it comes to postseason wins when Patrick Mahomes ends up walking away.
Well, Belichick has 31 postseason wins.
New England has 33.
Yeah, but just Belichick, 31.
Isn't that crazy, though? He has 31. New England has 33.
You know what else is crazy? Reed's sitting with 26.
I'm sorry, New England has 37. Yeah.
Reed is second all time. Of course, Philadelphia part of this, but he's got 20, and a lot of these have been built up with the Chiefs, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And what they've done, but he's sitting there with 26, Belichick at 31.
Yeah.
So there's a chance Andy Reed passed him all time for most postseason victories. But yeah, you were talking about Andy Reed and the college film that he watches and what he does as far as the quarterbacks. I'll never forget, Brett Veach was on with the Pat McAfee show after the Super Bowl and said this about Reed.
He does a great job of staying involved with the college offenses. The coaches around him are really in tune with, you know, the college concept and ideas, and so that when he gets younger guys, he's already trying to incorporate a lot of the stuff that they were familiar with in college, and he just in general stays in touch with the younger crew and what they're watching and what they're going through and what they're experiencing in life, which I think helps them better relate as a coach.
And he did that with Mahomes,
yeah,
so much so that you know, there was talk. I'll never forget, on a Thursday night, Gary Patterson, when he was at TCU, was playing Texas Tech in Kingsbury. And they were watching Chiefs film to get ready for Texas Tech because a lot of the same, you know, principles Patrick Mahomes was running with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that's smart, you know.
Because Andy Reid incorporated, you never forget, remember when Andy Reid, the pistol became popular?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to utilize your quarterback a little bit shorter distance from the shotgun. Chris Hall is famously known for starting that at Nevada.
Right.
Well, Andy Reid brought him in as a consultant. And the next year, he was just exclusive with the Chiefs because Andy Reid, you know, is perfect for Alex Smith. So Chris Holt came in here. So Andy Reid, once again, you know, going to the college game and what's working for these guys.
Well, the first phone call Andy Reid made when they drafted Patrick Mahomes was to Cliff Kingsbury and said, how did you utilize him at Texas Tech? Like, it sounds so
simple. I always
thought
he'd be the quarterback coach here.
I did, too, at one point. But it sounds so simple, right? It sounds so simple to say, yeah, just call the guys who have had success with these players. But yet, so many coaches and general managers have these egos where they don't want to do things like that. And those are the coaches that end up getting fired. And those are the ones that don't have success. I mean, I think it takes a village, as they say, and it doesn't matter who you call and who you talk to experience that kind of success and what it's all about. That was a brilliant move by Andy Reid. And I think when Kyler Murray was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury's first phone call was to Lincoln Riley, who was his head coach in college, and he got that from Andy Reid. That's what you have to do.
Why not use
right?
what they did well? I mean, why break the, you know, try to change the
Well, there's been so many
direction.
Coaches over the years that try to fit the system to the player instead of just changing. Yeah, it's stupid.
RG3, when he was with Jay Gruden in Washington, reminds me because they were doing some things that made RG3 so good at Baylor.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden he gets hurt and that changes things. But it's like, why not go look at what made the quarterback successful?
Yeah.
And do that. Like Sam Bradford was changing back from, you know, shotgun to under center. I mean, they weren't utilizing what made him good with the Rams.
Right, exactly. They need to do a better job of that in the NFL and in every sport. Talk to people who have the experience. There's nothing wrong with that. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, we'll find out how big a stones Jim Harbaugh really does have next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.